want to did you want to
on elevator.
Never. I've never been.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Oh my god. Welcome to the Virtual Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks, and today I'm here with my really good friend, Silent, with a visual artist and a DJ as well. You know, we're going to find out now to see how they started in the VR chat platform and see what their story is. So be ready because they have some really badass stuff that you might want to hear. So keep an XIRL event. So be ready. Hey, I'm sorry, but I want to let you guys know I care so much, but I want to show you guys this, why it took so long for this freaking video to come in. Is because of my G drive, and so unfortunately this is why it took forever, and just wanted to give you guys a message on this, and I hope you guys do care and see if I do a lot of work on these.
You want to know what's happening right there? It's repeating itself over and over and over again. This is why
videos, I want to make them look good and perfect as much as for you guys, and you guys see your friends and stuff too, but it gives us a lot of inspiration. But
you guys just enjoy the video. I just want to let you guys know about that. My G drive is just so,
as I was going through this footage, this happens. So, I hope you guys enjoy this video. I know this is like kind of like, it's kind of implanted in my head, just like come up with last minute stuff. But you know what? It works out because it makes it natural. Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. How you doing, Silent? I haven't seen you for a long time. And it's been so long because the last time we met was, last year. Oh my gosh, that has been a show. I love when the first day we met and stuff. It was such an exciting experience to see that. Meeting two visual DJs with you and Juno, it made my day, because I was just like, dude, I'm so hyped to see that we're meeting people from VR, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, and then with the excitement of like, following Buzz around as he's doing
shoots, and hell yeah,
being the larger than life Buzz that he is, and
hell yeah,
all these fancy cars around the fucking. Juno's dirt crusted minivan. That's
really funny. So good, dude. I just love the fact that like all these Maseratis with Akuma and Luffs and everybody, and then you got Juno, his amazing van, and I will never forget that. The fact that like just that's like, oh man, so many memories, and I will not forget that. I don't give a shit about the fancy cars. I just care about Juno's van, because that was real. Hell yeah. You have the music artist, then you got Juno with the van, and it's like, Juno's the shit, dude. You know, that car is iconic, and you know what? The Bussy van is a real thing. I gotta say, it's amazing. Fucking amazing. How you been, Silent? How you been? It's been a minute. Anything new? What's going on with you?
No, yeah, I'm good. Just keeping on, continuing to push myself, learning like new visual software, trying to like stay ahead of the curve, trying to inspire people. So currently I'm using Resolum, but I'm starting to learn this this program called Notch, and it's very, very exciting.
Ooh, crazy.
You can do millions of particles and
millions of particle systems. Oh yeah. Man. I'm excited to hear this story. This can be fun because I think, like, yes, you I think are the first visual DJ, so this is gonna be hyped. Let's freaking go. Okay, so tell me about you. What's your adventure? What's your like? How did you start in, I guess, with how you started with was it music or was it visuals first, of like effects, animations?
I mean, like, it depends on like where you want to talk about like starting, because like, so we go back, like I've been a musician my whole life.
Okay. Okay. Where did it start when you started making music?
I started playing trumpet back when I was like 8 years old, and like, did that in school and stuff like that, marching band, yada yada yada, and then
marching band, baby, that's where it's at. You already know.
Yeah,
band geeks, like, let's go.
Yeah, I was in a ska band in high school, and that's what got me excited. What? About like event production. We played like around 100 shows when I was in high school. Sheesh. Recorded a couple albums.
What? Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I mean, like, it's just like little, it was fun, you know. It was cutesy. We like raised money with like selling t-shirts at our school, and we used that money to like,
this is at your record. School?
Yeah,
this is at your school. That's insane.
And that got me excited about music, like event production and music production in general. And so I went to college for audio engineering because I wanted just to be involved in just the, like, behind the scene production of these things. When we were recording in high school, I was like, this is so cool. Surrounded by all this technology, man. All these like microphones and like this whole like process. I was very much fell in love with the process. And then in college, I joined this brass band, this 20 piece punk metal brass band. We played like venues like everywhere, from like a basement like somewhere in like fucking like the middle of Boston to I played on stage at Madison Square Garden, which basement shows to the biggest stages and everything in between. I did like 400 shows with them.
Holy moly. And this is all in high school?
Well, so this is in college. This is in college. And after. Yeah, I joined this wild brass band called What Cheer.
That is. Wow, that's so cool.
A lot of fun. And tour around. And that was very wild. And then I left that band.
How long were you with them?
8 years. I did that for 8 years.
8 years. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Silent is a musicianist. That's so cool. That is so cool.
And so I've always been involved with music. It's been a really big part of my life.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so rad. So it just amazes me how like high schools can even develop that way, where you actually went to shows and performed and like that stuff. It drives me wild, because it's like, back in my high school, we were a small school and we didn't have that, you know. I maybe wasn't a band geek because I did sports, but still, like, from that, it was more like in the area, you know. I don't know if California was like that, if about that. Maybe I wasn't in the loop, but still, like, having that in high school would be like, yeah, we're gonna go like 20 30 different shows, and I'm like, whoa, because I'm expecting like college to do that, because like, yeah, you you go and compete and you go and do this other stuff. But that's really interesting on how that kind of drove in. Here's a question. When you started making music, like, did you start by like, what were the stepping stones? Just a little, like, the little, like, give me a bit on like, did your parents do this? Did somebody teach you, or is it just high school only?
There was like a music program. When I was like in Alma, like back when I was like 8 years old and like,
eight, oh, eight, shit.
Like 16, there was like this music program in the next town over. And so like, I did that during the summers.
Got it.
It was just nothing super intensive, just like, what was called concert band. That's where I learned trumpet and stuff like that. And it was more of like, you know, a way to like socialize.
Got it.
Like, the music was great and I loved like performing, but
it was more of a social environment, kind of
exactly bandmates together. That's what it turned into. And it has been my whole life, I guess, is just like, you're surrounded by all these people and you kind of do a similar thing, and then you get all together and you like make something together. You know, you get like, you know, 100.
That's
like,
rad.
It was like 100 people. You come together, you have an instructor, gives you a bunch of music, and then
that's
you
so
do
cool.
This like collective, I don't know, ritual of performing and creating music and delivering it.
Oh man. You don't know how much of a grin I have, because it's so, I love those things. Those are my favorite. Because at the end of the day, like, you make friends, but also you start seeing that, like, your kind of mentality of a program, you know, you're either good with friends, good people, you find your little group, and especially for music, that's what's cool, is you find your social group, especially in this kind of platform and this world too. Like, we live in, we have to find our normies that we think are us, you know, and relate to us as well. So hopping on this train with you getting into like after college and stuff, with the band, when did it really start hitting off, when you started being in IRL? Were you a DJ before then, or were you like a musicianist, or were you like,
so like performing? In college, you know, I was touring around with this band. I used to like finding the band, like, I just they put out a post on Facebook, and they're like, we're looking for trumpet players, and I was like, I play trumpet, and I had just recently left my band, so this band was already established, and so like when I joined this band, they were like 8 years old or something like that, and so like I didn't have to really worry about like the like finding shows or finding events.
They found it for you.
Already written. Exactly. I just kind of joined another group. But around the same time, I'm also was like producing my own music on the side as like, and so like making like EDM, super inspired by like Deadmau5 and
let's go
EDM in general. And so there was this like love for EDM as well. And like that kind of scene, I never really had money to go to shows, and so it was just like, you know, listening to music on online and stuff like that.
Hey, that's oh my gosh. Ah, so cool.
So that's always been in the background of just like this like pursuit of like EDM events or like kind of like,
that makes sense. That's so cool to see how far you traveled from there and stuff. Just gets a whole inspirational way that you can achieve what you can do, but it takes time, and that time will come, you know, if you keep practicing every day. You know, you will get somewhere, and you post online, and you can definitely get some kind of attraction. But now, let me hear about how you got into visual effects when it came to the DJ. So,
yeah, I mean, like, can we start with like getting into VR? Like, that, I guess.
We can start getting into VR. Got it. Okay.
Because I didn't start doing visuals until VR came around.
Oh shoot! I'm going to say this now, is everyone out there, please remember this. You can achieve what you can, you can achieve a talent in this social platform. Remember, you do have what it takes to become a visual DJ or something what you want to become. This is a really big opportunity for you to probably make some kind of new skill at this, because you never know. This is what's awesome, is Silent has put themselves into a big talented environment, and if you have other talented people that are working with you, you're gonna make something out of this, and look at this. Let's fucking go.
I agree with that.
I cheers on that coffee.
Yes, same caffeine as a sponsor.
Yes, let's go. All right, let me hear about this. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, getting into VR was interesting. So before, oh my God, there's so many stories I could go into.
let's go.
So, the other thing that I do is professional drone racing.
Yeah, we did, dude. That's so good.
So I was huge into drone racing, huge into like this like kind of like track design and creating tracks within like simulated drone racing. And then that got me this opportunity to become an art director for a drone racing video game. We didn't hit a market, which was kind of sad, but it was a great learning experience. Around the time when that fell off, I was talking with my co-conspirator. What's that word? I don't even know what that word is. With my co-entrepreneur friend.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're like looking for the next project. We tried this drone racing video game, didn't really work out, and so they were like, "You should get into virtual reality. You should get a virtual reality headset."
Oh my god!
So,
oh my gosh! Yes.
And I had my stimulus. And I spent my whole stimulus on a headset, and I thought I got a VR headset to play video games and to learn about VR gaming. That was the goal. It was like, I'm going to get this headset, I'm going to learn a bunch, and I'm going to take what I learned and kind of like transmute it into like some kind of VR project or some kind of career that like comes from this. And I thought I got a headset for gaming, and then I found VR chat, and I was like, oh, VR headsets aren't for gaming. VR headsets are a social platform. Like, this is a right. This thing I have in my head is a social device that lets me connect with other
this
humans.
Device is the social environment of virtual reality. It definitely is.
It's like, you know, how many times have you heard the story where people are like, yeah, I got my headset and I was gaming and then I found VR and I haven't touched a game since.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The social aspect of VR. And they're like, video games are now like no one. I don't know many people.
You can't find any other game. I guess that fits. Oh, I guess you can't find any other game that fits the aesthetic, but also the social environment around you that makes this a aesthetically pleasing, but also really fun to enjoy with your friends and make friends out of it. Like that's kind of the necessity when it comes to life is you find your group, you hang out with your group and you stick with that group. But with this, you have so many other people around you that are willing to give off their lifestyle or what they do or just troll once in a while and give you a laugh. But at this, it like definitely drives the talented part of it fucking so over the hill. It's just like, what? I can learn this shit? Like, yeah, you can become a DJ.
Or a world designer. Or like,
a world designer, I mean, anything.
Like the thing that like really stuck with me with VR is like the quantity of quality people is huge here, where like everyone is like super cool, everyone has a really awesome background or a story, everyone's super creative or talented or funny or like over, you know, like larger than life, and there's a, you know, I got addicted to this platform because the people here are just so vibrant. It's like,
it
like
is.
You go to a bar in the normal world and you talk to someone and they are like, they work and they go home and then they learn and then they go to the bar.
Such
and like
a boring environment.
Like and for whatever it's just, reason, it's like the people there are just kind of
miserable. It's just like
a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you come to VR and it's just so much more vibrant where it's like,
it's,
you know,
so crazy.
Everyone's always doing something. Everyone's going to a party. Everyone's like has a friend group or like, you know, someone's starting a fucking VR cult and like crazy shit, you know, like at the bar, you have like Jenga and that's it.
You could literally go to a bar and do that. You know, they make comedy clubs. It's crazy. You could reinterpret the same thing, but clubs, better. Yeah.
Dancers, fucking everything.
Everything. Anything is capable.
And the one thing that is the biggest thing to kind of bring it back is like everyone's always pushing each other to be creative, or you see a creative person in this space and you're like, I want to do that too. And so it's like there's always this in this space there's this constant force that's like, hey, go do cool shit. It's just like this little like, I don't even know what to call it. It's this little
creative circle,
this energetic, creative circle, but outside of like, I guess the people, it feels like the space has this creative like energy that is just kind of pushing people. That's like, hey, go do more than you are today.
Right. And it like, puts a positive impact for everyone.
It's really cool.
You just got to find it. This is why a lot of people don't really go into the good side of this is a lot of people talk shit because they're not getting involved into the right circles. A lot of EDM artists, a lot of virtual ravers or whatever, tend to seem like they're in their creative circle because of music. you know, if you find artists that are here, you definitely will be in that creative circle, but it's a little harder to find because you're so trapped in the whole, like, basic home. Let's go to the pug. You know, that's it. You won't find anything until you see it online. But that's where we try to do something like this, and people will be like, what? There's raves in VR? Like, yeah. And this is where you meet Silent and you talk to them and just ask them questions and stuff. And this is where you will get your answer of it. You can find anyone here that is chill and hang out and probably get a group together and find your own niche. It's so fucking rad. So cool.
I guess, like, I mean, like, I got really lucky in the beginning where when I first got into VR chat, I didn't have to go through, like, the hellscape that is lobbies. I had a friend group, or, like, my friend, like, that brought me into VR, they brought me to their friend group, so I didn't have to, like fight to find
like
that.
Fight. Yeah, exactly. You were kind of naturally put into the whole, like, EDM. You know, I was the same way. Well, too. I was
I guess, like, I wasn't, so I didn't have a friend that was in the EDM scene, but the way I found the EDM scene was so back in, like, 2020, I was following Fia Bunny, who does, like, you know, the big creator, content creator, and they posted on Twitter. They're like, hey, VKET is having an after party for their VKET event. And there's gonna be DJs there, and I was like, what? I was like, I had just come back from this music convention called MAGFest, where it's like, it's kind of the same environment.
MAGFest.
Creative, all these creatives and all these DJs, and everyone just kind of like just the mashing of the minds, doing awesome creative stuff.
Wow.
And so when I saw that there was DJs in VR, I was like, I have to get to this after party. I have to go here.
Fuck yeah.
I have to, like, see what it's all about. Because I was like, DJs in VR, that's insane. So I went there and I met the main character of that event was meeting Miss Stabby, this creator.
Miss Stabby.
I don't know if you've heard of her. So she dabbles
my brain, but what's up about her?
So she's like a chiptune, or at the time she was spinning a lot of chiptune music.
Oh,
which was really funny because I just got back from MAGFest, which is like has a huge chiptune scene as well. And I was working at a stage at MAGFest that was a chiptune stage. And so and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? This is exactly what I was doing, like, you know, like a month ago or whatever.
Like a month ago. Hell yeah.
I was just like, and so I went up to Miss Stabby. I was like, who are you? Like, she's like this living in Sweden, just amazing creator. And I was like, what is this scene? What's happening here? Like, you do this all the time? And she was like, yeah, here's like a club, you know, that we're in this club called Syntax Error, which is a replication of a club that she like DJs at in real life. And I was just like, this is so cool. This is wild. I was like, I need more of this. And so I got sucked into the VR chat event scene.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
And then I saw, so like this is still the journey on how I became visual, started doing visuals. I saw this tweet on Twitter, and it was of Ghost Club. And Ghost Club had this system at the time, they had the system set up where someone can control the lights with a MIDI controller. And they were showing this off in this tweet. And I commented, I was like, yo, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I would love to become like the person that controls the lighting in a VR world.
Most definitely.
Like, this is so cool. And Miss Stabby saw that tweet and hit me up and said, hey, like I saw you were interested in doing like visual stuff in VR. I have a set and I need visuals.
Would you like to do that? Yes.
And I was like, whoa. I was like, I've never done that before. And I was kind of self-doubting myself. And she was like, well, if you don't do it, I'm just going to have a bunch of GIFs on the screen. And I was like, well, if that's the bar you're setting, if that's the bar, I can do a little bit better than just like GIFs on the screen.
Yeah.
So this is where my journey started. And
cool.
Early 2020. I picked up like maybe 2 days before this event called Virtual Base, I picked up this visual software called GL Mixer. It's for free.
GL Mixer.
It's very, very basic. And me and Miss Dabby went searching online, found a bunch of video content, and I just started. I just started there. I did this set, the virtual base. It was the world was created by this person named Pameth. And they are an amazing world creator, and it wasn't just like one rectangular screen on the stage. There was that, but there was tons of screens all over, and there's this flying spaceship like stage, and you're like curling through like this like atmosphere of like some planet or something at like breakneck speeds. And it was a pre-recorded set. So we recorded this. I sent him a Stabby, and then she was like, come to the show and then like dance on stage with me for the set. And so I was blown away by seeing this art that I created, painting this world around me, you know, just like lighting up the world. The lights were synced to the visuals, and I fell in love. I fell in love.
Oh my God. I felt like a full, like full of creative, like just it's your artwork. This is how you feel. This is how you feel when you put something you put a lot of work into and it works out, and it just feels like 100%. Just I made this shit. This is my shit. This is something I did, and it feels kind of good when you actually do something that you did what's fucking cool and people enjoyed it, and you're like full of energy. Yeah. So much energy.
I couldn't stop at that point. I was like, I was in full.
This is,
you know, how do we make this work? How do we keep on going? How do we?
Like, we gotta have the feet. We gotta have the elbows. Yeah, now we're laying down on the bean bags.
Yeah, I was like, shit. Yeah. I was like, this is the coolest shit. This is the coolest thing in the world. This is like,
hell yeah.
You know, we're putting on these events in VR, and you know, just instantly addicted.
That's so fucking cool. Oh. Man, I love that feeling just to have that, because at the end of the day, you know, we're all here trying to make all of our talented self-beings of being who we are as content creators, music artists, and visual DJs. You know, we're out here making the moves to what we can achieve, which is the journey of bringing our creative criticism to a bigger platform of the IRL events. And let's talk about that. When you got into visual DJing, when we went to Muzz as well before that, like all before that, when did it start? Did that start kicking off when you did visuals IRL? You're like getting booked events in IRL.
Yeah, with that too? I mean, so like it took a long time to of like continuing the kind of like process in VR. You know, like one of the things I realized was like, you know, I fell in love with doing visuals, and actually give me a second to
yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead. So I'm guessing like when the time being when you did like before MAGFest, I mean at MAGFest, how long ago was that Muzz thing? Like we all met up.
Like getting interacted. I mean, so that was last year. And like before that, like it was just this kind of continuation of like, okay, like, you know, I was using this free software GL mixer. I was like, this sucks. What's the next thing? I like kept on communicating with other people in the scene. They're like, oh, there's this like this software Resolume. Like that, this is what you should be using. I was like, okay, cool.
Got it.
Start learning Resolume, start creating more content. Just keep on pushing the scene.
And that where
so,
when you got
so through that, I got connected with Muzz. Well, like, you got know, it. I started to make a name for myself in the scene. Like at the time, I felt like I was the one of the only like Western VJs, or there was VJs in the JP scene, but over here we didn't really have any VJs. People are constantly asking me to like book, like to do gigs, and I got to the point where I was like, I have to start saying no,
because exactly.
Like, I'm being asked so much. I'm doing like four shows a week or whatever.
Plus,
like,
you drive to the places. I'm guessing. Hopefully, you're getting paid,
still,
right?
This is still in VR. This is still in VR.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Like into the IRL scene.
Got it.
But I knew. So I got to the point where I'm like, okay, I want to do this for a living. I want to be able to like turn this into a career. Like I know like I'm doing this in VR, but I want to bring this into the real world. And so it was this process of if I keep on doing this, if I keep on making a name for myself, someone will start to recognize me and like I'll start to get picked up, or like, you know, one of my friends will blow up and hopefully bring me along with them, or just like this kind of idea that I'm like, if I just keep on doing this, keep on putting myself out there, I will get recognized. And that
right.
happened with exactly. So with Sanctum. So Muzz started Sanctum, and Muzz is like one of the first few
exactly.
Larger DJs in the real world event industry that like kind of got into virtual reality. And so Muzz picked me up,
so
picked
sick.
Me and Juno up for Sanctum, which was like, hey, I'll pay you to do these VR shows. And I was like, well, yes.
Yo. Like, yes, please, fucking, it's happening. It's finally getting so... Yeah. This is just the spawn room. Click on elevator. I've never been. Nah, that sounds, I honestly, oh my god. Oh!
A sword was healing.
So check this out. Ready?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, the door's closing. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, what? Oh my goodness. It's insane.
This is the cathedral, the Sanctum Cathedral. Yeah. Here's our main venue. Down here. We have three venues here. Well, we're gonna have three venues here. We have two venues here right now. It's all in one world, too. It's 300 megabytes. It's not bad. It gets smaller somehow. PAM makes it smaller, even though we're adding stuff.
Oh my god. Whoa. Oh. Skank. Shut up and skank. Oh yeah, I saw this on Twitter.
Just use this teleporter over here. Come to the sanctuarium.
Thank shit.
The little screen here.
Whoa.
Just click on the sanctuarium.
Hey, let me what? Sanctuarium?
Where'd you go?
Oh my god! I teleported! We just teleported. Grand Hall instead? That's fine, that's fine.
Yeah, the Grand Hall, yeah.
Yo. Whoa, holy moly, dude. This...
And so over this way.
Wow.
And up these stairs.
Up the stairs.
That's over here. Stay up here. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're out here in the Sanctum Sanctuary. This is, whoa. Oh my gosh. Some B-roll footage, if anything. If it happens again, I'm down to get it.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna have events, like, you know, so Pam, our world creator, got in a car accident. They're okay, but they're healing up, and so that put us out of commission for a while. And we're gonna start up events again in May. But right now, I guess the world is not super, it's kind of a little janky broken, because VRChat updates break shit, especially when you have, like, something intense as this.
Oh my god, that was so...
Let's give this place a overall too.
For sure. Now let's go to the swords real quick. I like that aesthetic. Oh my god. Just having your visualizers just beep 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 beep. Alright.
So you have to, you have to jump on this wire.
Okay. Parkour, hardcore, parkour. Oh yeah.
We take a picture like here.
Alright, last one. I wanted to get a...
It's like enough money to like pay for a few meals. It's not like the biggest payout, but it was like,
right.
But it was better putting in all
these
work for free. I was like finally getting, you know, seeing some kind of return from besides the like, you know, of course the return of this is amazing, this is beautiful, I love hanging out with my friends. That's an amazing return as well.
Sure. But like getting booked on a real IRL events, and especially like having that feeling, just like, dude, put this on the portfolio, bro. I worked with Muzz, Monster Cat. Exactly. It's something. Like, it's a good thing for portfolio wise. It's not fucking meant to be like, oh, I have this thing for like, oh, I have like a social media influencer doing this for me. No, I have something in my thing. I play it at a show. This is something that I did, and fucking I'm oh my god, so sick when I was there. I hope I can find the footage so I can show you. Guys, I'm serious. They are fucking talented. They blew up that fucking stage. It was so cool. Oh, so good. So cool.
So, you know, so through Muzz, you know, Muzz like was like, hey, we got to make, you know, bring you into the real world. Like, I'm going to be in America. We got to get you out here. Like, let's get you out here and do this.
Yes.
And even a little bit before that, I kind of going to that tune of like having a repertoire and or having a resume. So my first IRL show was back at MAGFest. They have the signups for artists, and I was like, I'm signing up. I'm a VJ. Here's what I've done before. Here's a bunch of videos of like me doing like crushing it in VR.
So cool.
MAGFest, that was my first IRL show. Got paid like $400 to like do a bunch of sets, and I was like, finally, I was like, my first like, you know, paycheck. And then Muzz hit me up not too long after that, fly me out to LA. That was freaking amazing. Again, incredible playing, doing visuals at a Brownies and Lemonade event. I felt like I was speed running doing visuals. I didn't like start like I started in like whereas like in the real world you start like in small events and small
venues, right, you start with small events and shit. Oh my god, but you just like
so like, you know, so I did do that, you know, quote unquote did do that kind of smaller events, but those smaller events were virtual reality,
right? And, you know, exactly,
and build up that resume. And now I'm starting to get booked out more for IRL events in the real world. I did one of the Shrek raves. That was freaking amazing.
Yes.
New York.
Oh my god, Shrek raves.
Woo. I just did a hyperpop show. That was super fucking fun.
Yes. Oh my god.
Had my visuals play at like a little like a house party kind of thing in Brooklyn. It's like a ticketed house party event. It's really interesting.
You got booked though.
I'm starting to like make a name for myself, and that's really nice.
Dude, Silence making a name for themselves. Let's fucking go. You know, it's, you know, they're not silent out here in these streets, but they're silent in, I don't know. I was just trying to make something up real quick, but I kind of fucked up. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, guys, you have potential when it comes to the VR scene. But also, remember, is, you know, I kind of like hearing about everyone seeing all these new talents they have. And, you know, personally, it's always a good show to see that, you know, friends with everyone, especially Silent stuff. They are definitely really fucking hardworking. And, you know, Juno and you fucking make a great team. And it just thralls me to see that, like, because I want to do visual effects and I want to do all this stuff and get better at that, because that's just my ADHD brain. I would, oh, so fun. And it makes me so excited to hear this, because, you know, meeting your IRL and see, like, legit, I'm serious about this. You were like, I met with Fia before the first time. I was hanging out with Taps. And they invited me to go hang out with Fia and Purge. and Sonova and Orno, and I was like, oh my god, this is like the first meetup from somebody, like all hangout crew. And then I met you guys, which was crazy, and I'm like, oh my god, it's actually happening. And it just rolls my brain, like. And then I think I have some footage of you guys like doing visual effects. Well, I was asking you about that stuff, and it just like, it puts my mentality of just seeing how fucking cool this is, and you know, like getting booked IRL shows and seeing what you do for your posts just makes me feel like the happiest kid out there. It just, I love seeing my friends succeed and just seeing that awesome blow up. But hope you guys do enjoy this. If you guys want to hear the rest of those podcasts, please go into the Patreon, see what we have next, and I'll see you guys in the next one.